When he realizes his mistake and looks back down at the pavement, he stops dead. His foot is squarely planted on a crack between the paving stones. His father is going to die. It is inevitable. It takes only a split second for decisive events to occur. Take the young woman who's walking a little way behind this boy. Not particularly pretty. An economics student. She has never had sex. The opportunity never presented itself, she says simply. The truth is more complicated, but that does not matter. It is May. She is 22 years old, and all that matters is that at this precise moment she has arrived at the corner of Rue Joseph Merlin, where she now waits for a man who wants her. This is why he suggested that they meet, to tell her that he desires her. She has only to say yes or no, and everything will change one way or the other. Nor will it simply affect the pedestrian matter of her virginity, because she will say no. The man will say that he understands. Yeah, right. She will watch him walk away, and just as she is beginning to regret her decision and wants to call him back, too late. The explosion is so powerful it rocks the whole neighbourhood. It is like an earthquake. The shock waves from it are felt 100 metres away. In a split second, the little boy sees the body of his father soar into the air as though a giant hand has punched him in the solar plexus. The young woman scarcely has time to open her mouth when her ex-future lover is swept off his feet and thrown through the glass shopfront of Women's Secret. The Rue Joseph Merlin is a shopping precinct. Clothes shops, shoe shops, delicatessens, dry cleaners, pharmacies. It is the most commercial street in the area. To find anything better would mean walking as far as the junction with Avenue Pradelle. It is May 20. For days now, a warm summer sun has settled over the city. At 5 p.m. it feels almost like a July afternoon with its tempting promise of an aperitif on a café terrace. There are people everywhere, so naturally when the bomb explodes, it is a tragedy, but it is also an injustice. Then again, if there were any justice in this world. Pedestrians thrown to the ground shield themselves with their arms. A woman in a print dress is pitched backwards, her head slamming against the wooden posts in front of the scaffolding. On the far side of the street, a man dismounting from his moped is hit by an iron bar that appears from nowhere. It shatters his pelvis, doubling him in two. Although he's still wearing his crash helmet, it may not be enough to save his life. The roar of the explosion is followed by an ear-splitting shriek of metal, having wavered briefly after the blast, as though taking a moment to think. The huge edifice of scaffolding shudders, lifts slightly off the ground, and crumples as though slumping onto the pavement, like those tower blocks dynamited on television that seem to dissolve in an instant. On the pavement opposite, a girl in high-heeled white boots looks up and sees the scaffolding poles disperse like sparks from a firework and fall towards her in a rain as slow as it is inexorable. The explosion obliterates shop windows, cars, the very thoughts in people's heads. In these endless seconds, no one can think. Ideas seem to have been snuffed out like candles. Even ordinary sounds have been obliterated. A tremulous, unsettling silence hangs over the scene as though every last person in the city has been killed outright. When, finally, the reality of the situation gathers momentum, it flares into every mind. Above the street, those windows not shattered by the explosion timidly begin to open, and incredulous faces appear. Down below, the survivors struggle to their feet and stare, uncomprehending, at the new cityscape. A war-torn city. Shop fronts have vanished. The walls behind the scaffolding have collapsed, sending up clouds of plaster dust that settles slowly like tainted snow. The most spectacular new landmark is the vast pile of metal poles and planks that all but blocks the street. Four stories of scaffolding make for an impressive heap. The collapse was almost vertically, completely crushing two parked cars.